Vancouver. A potential strike by more than 180 transit supervisors seeking a new contract in British Columbia's Lower Mainland could have a major effect on commuters next week, with the bus drivers' union saying it would back such action. Unions representing thousands of bus drivers and maintenance employees in Metro Vancouver wrote to members this month saying they are expected not to cross the picket line if there is a full strike by the supervisors. CUPE Local 4500, which represents the transit supervisors, has said it will be withdrawing all services on Monday if an agreement with Coast Mountain Bus Company isn't made. The union says its patience has been exhausted, as it waits for the company to advance bargaining, and unless an agreement is reached all services including the C-Bus will be suspended by 3 a.m. on January 22 for 2 days. Unifor Locals 111 and 2200, which represent about 4,000 bus drivers and 1,100 skilled trades and support workers, say in their letter that they support the democratic bargaining process and the ability of unions to go on strike. Coast Mountain President Michael McDaniel has said, a full shutdown of the C-Bus and bus system is possible, and that the union is seeking an unreasonable 25% wage increase. The Greater Vancouver Board of Trade says it's concerned about the economic impact of the transit dispute. It says, the possible two-day transit shutdown would have significant ramifications on our local economy and negatively impact the lives of the hundreds of thousands of residents and workers who rely on transit to get to and from work. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 19, 2024. The Canadian Press.